Welcome to Highly Sensitive, Happily Married, the podcast that teaches you to not only have an easier marriage as a sensitive woman, but to have one that feels more amazing by the day, where you'll hear relatable stories, love advice that works, and coaching on how to have a marriage where feeling upset and disconnected is a thing of the past, and where instead a sense of loving connection and even fun and lightness is the norm. I'm Hannah Brooks, highly sensitive person, love expert, and marriage coach, and I'm so happy to be on this journey with you. Hello, my friends, and welcome to episode 19, and almost to the beginning of spring. I always get kind of excited in this northern climate that I live in around now. I start thinking, yay, spring's almost here. So we have good things coming to us, those of us in the northern climates. So today I want to offer you some quick words of real encouragement and real truth. When it comes to improving your marriage, making your marriage way more of what you want it to be and what really you deserve it to be. And that's that, like, I noticed that it can be easy for us as highly sensitive people to kind of freeze up a little when we hear about all the ways in which we can improve things in our marriage, right? Like all the different things that we can do, or maybe we might take to mean like we really need to do all these things, or like we start noticing all the ways we aren't doing things quote unquote right, or all the ways our partner isn't doing the things right, all the ways in which there's work to do, right, and then all this change that we need to make to get to the place we want to be. Like you can hear it in my tone, right? It can feel heavy and kind of exhausting and like, oh God, that's an uphill battle, right? And that kind of way of thinking about it, it can be really overwhelming. It can be really burdening. And that's where the freeze comes from. That's how we end up actually not really making progress, because it just feels like too much, right? That overwhelm is never good for us highly sensitive people. And we create a lot of that overwhelm by the way we're thinking about things. So I want to help you think about it differently. And really, I want to tell you the truth about how relationship change and improvement of your marriage actually really happens. So I want you to start off by thinking of a ship, I like to imagine one of those beautiful old schooner ships out in the days of old, right? With the big billowing sails. Well, if you think about it, I think the ship's steering mechanism is called a rudder, right? I think that's what it's called. My husband's a sailor, not me. And if you think about, like, if you're steering that big steering wheel, that's shifting that rudder, all you have to do is shift that rudder like a couple degrees, right? Or less than a couple degrees, maybe like a 0.015% of a degree. I don't know, whatever. Right, you make that milli shift in that rudder, and as you go through the ocean, sailing across miles and miles of sea, and the time that takes, you've actually, by making that subtle shift in the rudder, you end up in a completely different place. Right, you end up in France instead of Senegal. Right, and you have a completely different vista. You have a completely different experience. Right? So it's this subtle shift that makes all the difference. It doesn't need to be that you turn the wheel, you know, 15 degrees or, does that make sense? Or like 180 degrees. It's not a total about face that gets you to a completely different place. So changing your marriage is not about giant overhauls, giant makeovers, right? It's about little tiny internal shifts, right? It's kind of like here's another metaphor for you. You don't have to knock the whole house down to have a new experience in a better home, right? You just, in many houses, you just need to do some interior renovations. And I'm not talking like just like a new paint, coat of paint, although that can be incredible too, right? You know, maybe your house needs some better insulation in the roof, right? For a warmer, cozier home, right? Or, and like, what if you also add a nice big window where there's this little one and it lets in all the light, right? And maybe you rip out the old scratchy splintery floor and you put in a beautiful new like light colored one and the whole house becomes like, and yeah, you do add a color, a beautiful new color to the wall, right? And all of a sudden you've added these little things and changed these little things in your house. All of a sudden your house feels entirely different, right? Fresh, wonderful to be in. And you like don't even want to ever leave it, right? It's just so yummy. So, and you know, maybe, and I actually see this a lot, like that there's some foundation work that needs to happen too, right? We've got some crumbling foundations. We need to go in and fix those, but we can do that. We don't have to necessarily take the whole foundation out. So it's like doing these little things, right? And actually, I mean, really doing them, not just reading about them or just hearing about them, actually implementing them. Doing those little things doesn't have to be overwhelming or feel like this giant endeavor. But it can actually make an overwhelming difference, right? A huge transformation of your experience of your marriage. So to give you a concrete example of this, I have a client who's just top of mind right now. I see this with all my clients, of course, but I'm going to tell you about this one. She's been working on inviting her partner to do more things with her. Spend more time with her. And so when she invites him, and he actually occasionally, sometimes kind of regularly, will decline that invitation, right? To spend that time together. And so she, instead of taking that as like a rebuff or like taking it personally, right? She's been learning to take it as an opportunity to actually enjoy some of her alone time, like that precious alone time that we, most of us highly sensitive people love, right? When we actually recognize we get to be alone, right? So she's like, I get to enjoy time to do whatever I want. And like, that's a rare treat, right? So she's learning to soak that up instead of wallowing and feeling bad that he needed to go take a shower instead of sit on the couch with her, right? And so the result of that is she's feeling replenished by taking and sort of relishing in this alone time. And what happens is that she's then like in a really good place, feels peaceful about her partner, right? And herself, and just is more loving and enjoyable to be around later. And she's been telling me they've been having a lot more fun together than in a really long time, right? So that's just like one little shift, right? And instead of feeling the anger and the hurt, she's feeling pleasure, right? And having more fun. Little shift, big impact, right? And, you know, if you add one more little shift like that here and one more little shift there, all of a sudden, like, wow, right? Your marriage is looking and feeling really quite different, quite better, right? It's kind of like you end up in sunny, lush Hawaii, right? Instead of snowy, dark Alaska, right? If you make that subtle rudder shift, like look at a map over the miles, you'll go to this beautiful, lush Hawaii, right? Instead of end up in dark Alaska. No offense if you live in Alaska. I'm sure it's great. I'm just kind of at this point in the winter done with the snow and the dark, and I'm ready for the green and the sunshine. And I know, I think that's kind of more how we imagine our marriages, right? Lush, sunny, yummy, loving, aloha. So this is my main message from this podcast, is that little shifts in the way that you relate to your sensitivity, right? This highly sensitive part of you, your finely tuned nervous system, right? Little shifts in the way you relate to just this being that you are, yourself, right? And in the way that you relate to your partner equals tremendous impact on how you feel, right? On your experience of your life, your whole life, and of course, your marriage. So I'd estimate that I've implemented like the teachings and tools and really developed my relationship skills and my ability to kind of steward my emotions or be in charge of my emotions, like I talk about, in my marriage and just in myself, about like only 30 to 40% of what's possible. Of course, I'm just estimating, right? And that might even be an exaggeration. Like, there's just so much room for us to grow. And I've been at this for a while. And I would say I've, 30 to 40% I've implemented of what's possible inside of myself, right? Inside of my marriage. But my marriage, as I've told you before, and my whole life truly is amazing. Like, I truly, deeply love being married to my husband. I love our relationship and I love my life. Sometimes I'm like, wow, this is my life, right? And I still have like 60 to 70% more room. I mean, this is even like, I think we can grow endlessly, right? But I have that much more room to master the tools and skills that I already know about, right? I have that much more possible shifts that I can make with what I already have in my tool bucket and in my awareness, okay? So you don't need to be masterful, right? You only need a little bit of change here and a little bit of change there to feel vastly different. Such good news. So all of this said, I really want you to take the teachings that I offer here in this podcast, do the work, implement and apply what you're learning here. Or if you're considering coming to coach one-on-one with me, the work that you do when we work one-on-one together, right? But know that you do not need to be perfect at it, right? Know that you won't be perfect at it. And this is not by any means a problem, right? It's not a problem to not be perfect at it because you're making little changes. And little changes add up to big change. 5% more loving, 10% less easily hurt, 10% more self-accountable, 15% more honest, right? It adds up. But do choose something and focus on it, right? Have your eyes on the prize and decide that's where you're going. Right. So if your prize, I mean, many of you here, your prize is probably having like a loving, you know, light, laughter filled, connected, passionate, deeply understanding, deeply supportive and secure, so on and so forth. Yummy marriage with your partner. Right. So that's the prize. Decide that's where you're going. Decide that's what's happening. Decide it's done. And then take steps every day towards it. Think about a little kid learning to walk, right? Like if you're that little kid, you take a step, you fall down, you get up and you do it again, right? And soon enough, you do that often enough, you do that over and over, and soon enough, you're not just walking, right? You're running, you're skipping, you're jumping and leaping and dancing, right? Starts with one step at a time, one shift at a time. So make it your goal today to be 1% better than yesterday at one little chosen thing that you can implement to get to that bigger goal, that prize we just talked about, right? And for some specific tangible things that you can do, you can listen to pretty much any of the previous episodes on this podcast and choose one or two or three things to focus on and improve upon and make it a practice, right? And you can also do the same for any of the upcoming episodes. The coming weeks, we're going to be specifically focusing on creating more fondness, more like positive stuff, positive feelings, positive interactions, between you and your partner, instead of we've been spending a lot of time recently on sort of digging out of the more negative. So you can look forward to those episodes and look at those as part of, you know, these things that you can implement incrementally. Like, but for now, like you go back to episode 5, I think it is, leading love in your marriage, right? Lead love 1% better today. And then 1% better tomorrow, and again the next day, right? Think about how long it will take to add up to 10% better. Not very long, right? And what would your marriage be like if it was 10% better? What would it be like if it was 20% better, 50% better? Like, you'd be blown away by the difference. So again, incremental shifts made over and over lead to giant improvements. And here's the cool thing, that actually last. They last because you've been doing little pieces at a time, one foot in front of the other, right? You're less likely to slide way back if you're trying to like jump up to the top of the mountain. I don't know, weird metaphor. Instead of trying to jump up the mountain, walk up it, right? That's my point with that metaphor. That's how you'll get there. So I hope that encourages you. I hope that takes a little bit of that like perfectionism that we tend to have as highly sensitive people kind of out of the equation and frees you up to just go for it. Put one foot in front of the other. You will get there when you do it, right? When you really get the courage up to put one foot in front of the other and steadily over and over walk towards that destination. You'll get there. And if you would like some help with that, that is what I am here for. Coaching with me will bring you those like daily shifts, right? At the deepest level, at the foundational level of your marriage. When you work with me, we make these little changes on that deep level. And we also, like, if you think about it as the foundation of your house, right? We make some of those shifts. We take out the parts of the foundation that aren't supporting you. We replace it with much more supportive pillars of strong foundation. And then we also build out the rest of the house, right? Or we renovate the rest of the house, the parts that aren't pleasing you, the parts that aren't working. And we make these little changes over a span of time together. And soon enough, you look up and you look around you and the house of your marriage, right? There we are with that house metaphor again, you know, will feel completely different. Your marriage will feel completely different in the best of ways, the most delightful of ways. So if you're ready for that, simply email me to set up a free consult call where we'll hop on the phone and we'll talk about where you want to be, where you are now, and where your work is to get to the place you want to be in your marriage, and whether or not coaching with me is the right thing for you now. You can email me at hannah@lifeisworthloving.com. And yeah, I wish you all the best in making these incremental changes that will add up to the marriage that you have always dreamed of with your partner. Have a great week and be oh so well.